Welcome to the Cardinals Podcast with Rob Raines. Conversations with players, coaches, writers, broadcasters, or anyone in the know with Cardinal baseball. And afterwards, head over to stlsportspage.com for breaking St. Louis sports news, game stories, and features. Now, here's your host, Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, Rob Raines.
And welcome to the Cardinals Podcast here on stlsportspage.com. Our guest today, Cardinal pitcher Jack Flaherty. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Of course, Rob. Thank you.
I'm going to obviously talk about spring training a little bit here. Are you happy with how the spring has gone to this point?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really good to, you know, have bring these new guys in, have Goldschmidt and Miller kind of get acclimated with them, and, you know, bringing Wieters in too. And, you know, I think we saw it yesterday. Just the kind of additions that those guys are, you know, Goldschmidt hitting that big double off Scherzer to drive those guys in, and then Miller coming in and just pretty much being lights out since he's been here. But you know, it's been great, you know, getting everybody back out here competing with them, and, you know, just running little competitions within the team as well. It's been a lot of fun.
Are you getting a little more excited as you get closer to opening day too, when you kind of see the nucleus kind of coming together and everything on this club?
Yeah, as we start to figure out, you know, kind of. That opening day is slowly but surely getting right around the corner. It gets more and more exciting, and you know, spring is a great time. But as you get closer to opening day, you really get ready for the season, and you know, really get too excited and just really motivated for this last stretch here.
And it seems like you've got, you know, you're part of this group of young guys that all kind of came up together a little bit, got your feet, you know, a little bit wet in the big leagues the last couple of years. Does that kind of give you an expectation that maybe there's more out of this group coming starting this year?
Oh, I mean, there's always more. I mean, you know. Coming up with these guys, like, I've seen what they're capable of, I've seen what they can do, and the kind of the stuff that they have, and just how good they can be. And, you know, I don't think you've seen even the slightest bit of, you know, how good each and every one of them is. And still the guys that are yet to come up, like, you know, a guy like Helsley, a couple other of those guys, is just everybody's impressive. Everybody's got really, really good stuff, and it's always been fun to watch them and compete, you know, with them on the same team. So I'm looking forward to you know, seeing more out of them.
And I know, yourself included, you're expecting more out of yourself this year than capable.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, last year was good, but there's stuff to build off of. Spring's been good, but there's still more and more to build off of. You know, nobody's ever had, you know, there's no perfect outings in my eyes, so it's there's always something to build off of, no matter, you know, what things go well, what things go wrong, but focusing on, you know, the thing, but being able to work off of the things that went well and just trying to build off those and making sure to pay attention to things that can be improved on.
I know one of the things that you've talked about since last season is the takeaway a little bit was trying to pitch a little bit ahead in the count and get a little more first strike action. Is that something that you tried to work on more this spring?
Yeah, I tried to work on it. I struggled a little bit. You know, my second start went a lot better with getting ahead, and I was able to have a lot of success there. And then you know, the last start I had, it fell behind early. Wasn't getting strike one, started getting frustrated, and just try to make a point and an emphasis to go get strike one, and I felt just more in command and more in control of the counts, and you know, just the way I was able to go out and attack hitters, it's much easier to pitch from behind in the count as opposed to making pitches when you know, you start falling behind. Just you know, been trying to make those pitches early, kind of build off of what you see those guys who have a lot of success in the league. You know, especially watching Miles last year, and you know, look at the percentages, the first pitches that he threw for strikes, and just, you know, trying to take that and, you know, take the simplest thing that it could, which is him throwing strike one, and really building off that.
Visiting with Cardinal pitcher Jack Flaherty here on STL Sports Page Cardinal Podcast. We shouldn't go any farther without letting you promote your own podcast. You and former Cardinal minor leaguer Robbie Rowan have got something going here. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do and how that all came about.
Yeah, so Rob and I, we played together for a little bit in Peoria, and then just kind of got really close. And, you know, he called me one day and was like, hey, man, I want to, you know, I've been doing this podcast. I've had Weaver on, and I want to get you on. And I was... You know, I was like, yeah, man, I'll do it. And I hopped on it. We did it once, talked about, you know, just anything that came to our heads. Wasn't really scripted or anything. We didn't really, you know, I wasn't really sure what we were going to talk about. And when we got done, I loved it. And I was like, man, let's do that again. And then we did it again, and he decided to make it his own little segment. It's all over his page. You can find it on iTunes. But, yeah, it's just been something that, you know, we did over the offseason as well. We try to, you know, get together. We try to just, you know, get into contact with each other and put as much out there as we can. It's just been fun. We cover any, you know, any and every topic you've ever heard it.
Well, and as I know from somebody that's known you for a while, you're never shy about giving your opinion about
it. No, I got no problem being opinionated. I feel like I'm a very opinionated person, just in general.
So I mean, what is that? This is kind of gives you another outlet for that. I mean, I know you're also very active on social media.
Yeah, you know, it's a different way where I can actually use my words. You know, social media things can get twisted just in the way that you write things out, and I feel like that's just the normal way things are. So I would rather just speak something, and you know, it just, you know, Rob is very smart, and he's we think very similar, but we also think different. But you know, we're able to have a conversation instead of it just being, you know, argument, you know, going back and forth. You know, we hear each other out and we listen, and you know, we go back and forth. But it's fun to go back and forth with someone. It's something that I just do with some of my buddies or some of my guys on the team, like just randomly. And so to do it in a podcast format, it's nothing new.
And I guess you know that podcast, social media, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're kind of a product of that generation of technology now. I mean, it's something that you enjoy and something that you've just kind of grown up with.
Yeah, it's become more and more of you know, kind of a thing here. I guess with guys my age, it's become more and more prominent. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, first thing comes first. Baseball is first, and that's kind of where it starts. It all starts and stops with baseball. So, you know, I don't let it get in the way of anything. I make sure that my focus is there, and when I have some free time or some downtime, that you know, that if the time is there, you know, I can do it.
Hey, it seems to me, to compare it with a lot of other guys, younger guys coming up, and you've always been very serious about your career and taking it seriously, and all the work and preparation that has to go into before every start and everything like that. That's something that just kind of was ingrained in you from a very early age, right?
Yeah, I've always just, you know, taking my work seriously from when I was really young. You know, I felt like I would stay after or stay late at practice if, you know, a coach would stay behind with me. My mom would hang out and wait, and you know, we'd hit or we'd take our own balls or we'd do whatever. And you know, I've always just taken the time, you know, as much time and effort as it takes in to work on things and to get better, I'm gonna do it, even if it, you know, if it looks funny or if you know, if it means staying later or staying after, or, you know, focusing in. So it just is carried over, and it's something that I, you know, really, you know, never want to let go of. You know, I believe in the preparation that it takes to go out there and you know, make yourself feel comfortable in every situation.
Speaking of hitting, I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart. So I suspect you have an opinion about whether the National League should adopt the DH here at some point in the near future.
You know, as a team that's full of a bunch of athletes, and you know, as a pitching staff, we take pride in it. We take pride in you know, making it tough on the other pitcher. You know, we don't just. I feel like when we go up there and a pitcher faces us, they don't look at it as like, you know, free out. It's like, oh, here's a free out right here. And you know, there's sometimes where you get that, but you know, if, as a pitcher, you take pride in it, and if you can turn that lineup over, if you're leading off an inning and you can get on, and you know, now that pitcher's frustrated because he just gave up a hit to you, and now you got the leadoff guy coming up, and you know, it's one of those things that it's a more fun game where, you know, there's more thinking that goes on, there's more that can happen, you know, with bunts and you know, having to field your position there, because you know, DH is great. But you know, as an athlete, like, you want to get in there and you want to get in the box, and you want that face, you want that one-on-one matchup that goes on between a, you know, pitcher and a hitter.
Don't you feel like, though, as you look down to the future, that's probably something that's inevitable down the line somewhere?
I don't think it's inevitable, because it's been something, you know, the rule has been the rule for however long it's been. I mean, it's been a long time. You know, baseball wants to go ahead and, you know, try to make all these changes and change the game from what it's been, and it's just interesting that it's all coming about right now, considering how long the game has been the way it is, and the fact that, I mean, you know, I don't know how long it's been, but I mean, Bob Gibson was hitting back then, so it's not like, you know, it's not like there's something wrong with playing in the National League. You know, I guess everybody looks at it differently, but you know, the game's been the game for as long as it's been, and if people want to change this amazing sport, then you know what? I guess they want to change it.
I happen to agree with you. I'm not challenging your
opinion. Yeah, no.
I just think, you know, it's still kind of now the only league that actually doesn't have the DH. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys in the I don't know. I'm not too sure. I just know that the guys in the National League, we take pride in it, and
sure.
You know, it's fun to go out on those days in between starts and actually get to, you know, put in some extra work besides just pitching and actually go out there, be an athlete. And, you know, you never know, you know, in my case, I never know, you know, in a given situation where I might have to go run the bases or something. So, but, you know, it forces you as well to be good at it in the National League, because if you want to go deeper into games, you got to be able to handle the bat. And I think that's one of those things that you really take pride in. You know, pitching with a DH, you don't have to worry about that. All it is your pitch count and how you're pitching. It's not, you know, how good are you on the other side of the ball as well. You know, and now you're playing two sides, you know, when you're in the National League, which is something that, you know, you really take pride in. You know, managers have to worry about, you know, runner on second. Can he get this bunt down? You know, I want to keep him in the game. I don't want to go to the bullpen. Can I trust him? And if you take pride in it and you do it, now you get to go that extra inning. So, yeah, it puts it in your hands. Take care of it.
Final question. What do you expect of yourself this season? What's your Cardinal fantasy from Jack Flaherty?
Man, I just expect to go out and improve off of last year. You know, there were some ups and some downs, but trying to make adjustments faster and not try to, you know, don't let those starts that may not go so well carry over too often. So just trying to make adjustments quicker and make those, you know, try to do the little things right.
Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Jack Flaherty, Cardinal pitcher, joining us here on STL Sports Page from the Cardinal Podcast. Be sure to check out all of our other Cardinal coverage from spring training here elsewhere on the website.